The Lord is good. All right. What we are going to do today is to pray. We have finished our discussions on the 100 flow blessing. So what we are going to do today is just to still use that to continue our prayer meetings. All right. So if you are ready, say amen.
Amen.
Now I'm going to read a few scriptures today before we start to give us a foundation for what we are going to do. Well, more like an explanation of what we did before and how we're going to apply it today, more like. All right, so let's look at a few scriptures. The book of Numbers chapter 6, if you have it, somebody quickly open to the book of Numbers chapter 6. I said the Lord is good. Numbers chapter 6, from verse 22, is a scripture we all know. He said, "Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Say to Aaron and to his sons, saying, Thus you shall bless the sons of Israel. You shall say to them," please, I want everybody to repeat these five words for me. "You shall say to them." Now, I want you to understand something here. He emphasized that when you want to bless them, you have to tell them something. Do you understand what I mean? He said, "You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace." He said, when you do this, in verse 27, he said, "Thus they shall invoke my name on the sons of Israel, and I will then bless them." That is, if Aaron and his sons would do this, what they will be doing is to invoke the name of God on the people of Israel. Please, you know, I said something to us several times before, that sometimes, you know, ignorance, all right, is why we judge things very, we don't understand what is going on because of ignorance. For example, if you hear the word invoke, if you, because you watch too many home movies, you think it's only evil spirits and dead people that they invoke their spirits. No, we can invoke the blessings of God and invoke the name of God. Do you get my point? And some of those things you watch is because, you know, I think part of the problem is that Christians don't know what is going on. So they allow the occultists to use all the things, and it will now look like we don't know what we are doing. Do you know my point? We have the original power of invocation. Is that here, amen?
Amen.
After when you are going on, you just tap yourself and say, "I'm too tough. I'm a babalawo for Christ." Eh? Do you get my point? You say, "An ogboni man," say, "Kneel down. A senior babalawo has come." I've been telling you, don't be afraid. Because that's exactly what you are. Notice what he said here. He was speaking to the priest. He said, "You will invoke my name on the sons of Israel." And how you invoke is by speaking words. How you invoke blessings into your life is by speaking words. How you transform your own life is by speaking words. It's the words that you speak. Do you get my point? That's why we use the word the other time I talked about incantations. That forget the occult, they don't know anything about incantations. We have the real incantations. If you open the book of Psalms, that's the hottest and the deepest. Do you understand my point? Yeah, we have to know how to use it. Our first series of incantations work on ourselves. And we're going to do that again today. You speak to yourself. You change your own character. The other day, we talked about how to pray yourself out of a bad character. When you have prayed your prayer, first thing you do is you tune your tongue to align with what God is saying. He said here, "You invoke my name. You invoke my blessing. You invoke my power into life, into every situation by the things that you are saying." Another scripture we quickly read so that when we begin to talk, you know that is real spiritual exercise we are involved in. Two of them will read. First, open to the book of James. Please, this is important. James, I don't want to read too many scriptures or do too much talking. So let's so that all of us can really get into this thing today. James, chapter 3. I'm not going to read everything. It's something that you know very well. Just read a few verses from James, chapter 3. It was describing the power of the tongue. Let's just start from verse 2. It said, "For we all stumble." He said, "For we all stumble in many ways. If anyone does not stumble in what he says," in what? In what he says. Notice that. It's in what he's uttering that you decide who is a perfect man. "If any man does not make a mistake in what he's saying, he is a perfect man able to control the whole body as well. Now, if we put bits into horses' mouths so that they may obey us, we direct their entire body as well." Are you getting my point? People riding horses, they don't come down and shift the horses, pushing like this. They draw the rope that's hooked into his mouth, and they direct that way they direct the horse in the direction in which it will go. That's what I was saying. And they said, "Behold the big trucks also." Now you decided to use trucks here, all right? Because that's what we all see commonly. The Bible said the ships also. So let's look at this big earth-moving equipment that we see around. That's what he was trying to imply. Though they are so great and are driven by strong winds, they are still directed by very small steering. I'm giving you the practical meaning of those words. They are directed by what? A very small steering. You see the word rudder here. Wherever the inclination of the pilot, the driver goes. All right? whatever his desire is, that's where he turns the thing by just a small steering. So what he said in verse 5, so also the tongue is a very small part of the whole machine, the small part of the body, yet it can boast of great things. What it means is that it tells you, I'm the one that does great things. It's not lying. All right? He said the tongue is like the steering, the whole machine when it comes to your whole body. He said, behold, how great a forest is set aflame by such a fire. What he said, by such a small fire. That is, your whole body may be a great forest, your whole life may be a great forest. Whether it will burn or it will not burn is decided by the kind of thing that your tongue does. Are you getting what I'm saying there? And the tongue is a fire, the very word of iniquity. The tongue, that is how people use it, that's what makes a word of iniquity. The tongue is set among our members as that which has the ability to defile the whole body and sets on fire the course of our life. What James was saying is that if you don't direct it well, this is what you are going to experience. So he said, any man who is able to bridle his tongue and not allow his tongue to do this, then the person is able, is what we call a perfect man. So what do? We use our tongues. The Bible says, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good report, if there is any excellence and if it's anything worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on these things. Jesus said, if your mind dwells on these things, out of the abundance of the heart, what will happen? The mouth will speak. That is, this is how you control your tongue. It's by the thing that your heart is dwelling upon. And I'm so happy that we have been here for the last few weeks talking about this hundredfold blessing matter. We have been learning the word of God. Our hearts have been dwelling on something. Do you get my point? And because of that, our tongue will speak and it will direct our lives in a particular direction. Because of time, I won't read this one. If you go to the book of Hosea chapter 14, you see a principle there also. He said that when you want to change your relationship with God, what you do is that you take words with you. Go and read that Hosea chapter 14. You see in verse 2. He said, take words with you and say certain things to God. Let me say another thing as we go on. You're not just to utter just anything you like. You utter what the word of God has said. We're talking on Saturday that there's a voice. It's not just the words, but what? The voice. That is, a voice is not just the word. The words refer more to the things that can be perceived in this realm that we know, understand, and which we can write, which our mouths can utter. But behind this is a spiritual substance, which in any language, do you get my point? Whichever way you utter it, whatever substance is therein carries the spirit. Jesus said, the word that I speak, they carry a spiritual substance that imparts life into every situation. Are you getting my point? So that's what we are doing. We are speaking words. We are speaking the words, all right, that control our lives. And that's the foundation of prayer. Listen, prayer is not grumbling. Did you hear what I said? Prayer is not grumbling. Prayer is declaring what God has said in the heavens so that it can take effect on the earth. You understand that principle? So whatever it is that it's called that God has said, that means, look, if you see, if you want to say something is bad, decide, say, what did God say about it? Whatever he says, then say, this thing is bad. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me give an example. If you see injustice, the Bible said the Lord saw it and it displeased him. So anytime you see injustice, say it's a bad thing. How do I know? Because the Lord saw it and it displeased him. Are you getting my point? All right. I hope you, just to remind us of what we are doing. All right. So the Lord is good? If you believe that, say amen. So we are going to speak with confidence. First thing we are going to do, let's use our tongue as tongues of thanksgiving. Let's begin to worship the Lord in appreciation. Say, Father, I thank you, and I want you to speak convincingly, loudly, in appreciation. And if you don't know which words to use, use the words that I'm using, whichever way. If you have words different, use it. Say, Lord, I thank you because you have called me into your inner caucus. Lord, I thank you because you have received me in Christ Jesus. Thank you because to me has been given to know these mysteries of the kingdom. Father, I thank you because I am not outside. Lord, I thank you because I have been called into Christ Jesus. Say, in him I live, in him I move, in him I have my being. In him I live, in him I move, in him I have my being. Say, Lord, I thank you because in Christ Jesus I have been accepted by you, that I have the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Say, I have believed, by my faith I have been justified. Say, my sins are forgiven. I have been justified by faith. Therefore, I have peace with God. That's what the Bible says. It says, having been justified by faith, you have peace with God. Say, I have peace with God. I am not afraid of him as one would be afraid, all right, of the devil or of God if I was a sinner. But I love God and I know that he loves me. I have been accepted. I can draw boldly to the throne of grace and find grace to help in the time of need. I can obtain mercy. I am a child of mercy. I am not a child of wrath, but I'm a child of mercy. I'm accepted in Christ Jesus. I am accepted in Christ Jesus. Say, I am in Christ. Therefore, all things are passed away. All my sins are passed away. All my failures, they are passed away. All my failures, they are passed away. My previous life has been removed by the blood of Jesus Christ. I have been cleansed. I have been washed. I am purified. I am righteous. I am a holy child of God. I have been called and have been separated. The name of Jesus is upon me. I have been called by his name. God knows me by name. I am a child of God. I am inside the secret place of the Most High. And I abide under the shadow of the Almighty. See, I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And I abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Say, Lord, I give you thanks for this. Lord, I give you thanks for this. Say, Lord, I give you thanks for this. It is you that sent your son. It is you that sacrificed him. It is you, Lord, that called me to believe. And because of you, I am what I am today. I am what I am by the grace of God. Your power is working towards me. Say, your power is working towards me. I am what I am by the grace of God. The power of God is working in me. The power of God is working in me. Say, I have been delivered. That's very important. You know, we studied that from Colossians chapter 1. Say, I have been delivered from the dominion of darkness. I have been delivered from the dominion of darkness. I have been delivered from the dominion of darkness. From the domain of darkness. I have been transferred into the kingdom of Jesus Christ. In whom I have redemption. In whom I have redemption. The forgiveness of sins. I am not a failure. I am not down, but I am above. Say, I was raised together with Christ Jesus. I am seated with him on the right side of majesty in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers, far above any other name that is named on this earth, apart from the name of Jesus Christ. I am seated with Christ Jesus. In him I am. In him I have my life. In him I have my existence. Say, all things are passed away. My natural lineage, it has passed away. The curse of the ancestors, it has passed away. The failure of the ancestors has passed away. In Christ Jesus, I have been redeemed. I have new life in Christ. You say, I have a new life in Christ Jesus. This life was born of God. You say, I am an overcomer. I am an overcomer. He said, whatever is born of God overcomes the world. Whatever. Say, I have been born of God. My life is born of God. My mission in life is born of God, so it overcomes. My vision for life is born of God, so it's an overcomer. I have overcome in Christ Jesus. Declare loudly. I am not a failure. I will not die young, but I will live and fulfill the counsel of God for my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that the word of God is true concerning me. He says, I've been forgiven. He says, I've been made righteous. He says, I've been separated. He says, my past has been washed away. He said, the blood of Jesus speaks on my behalf. And it speaks better things than the blood of Abel. It speaks forgiveness. It speaks the new covenant. In the new covenant, I have a purified heart. Say, Lord, the Lord has anointed my heart. He has purified it. Say, the law of God is written upon my heart. I have the Spirit of Christ. I have the Spirit of God. I have the life of God. I have the love of God. I have the nature of Christ. I have the nature of Christ. I'm not just a Nigerian, but I am a representative of Christ in this country. If they say this is how Nigerians are, that's not the way I am. If they say this is how Africans are, this is not the way I am. If they say, you know your father was very wicked and you have inherited the wickedness of your father, I say, no, that is not true. I have inherited the life of Christ Jesus. I have inherited the nature of my Father God. I have become like Christ Jesus. The seed of Christ dwells in me. The seed of Christ dwells in me. The love of God is coming out from inside me. He says, there is a spring inside me. There is a river inside me. There is a water inside me that have drunk the water of Christ and is springing up from inside me unto eternal life. Out of my belly is flowing forth rivers of living water. Out of my belly is flowing forth rivers of living water. Whatever I touch is blessed because I'm a blessed person. Whatever I touch is blessed because I'm a blessed person. My life is blessed. I am not a failure. My life is blessed. I may have failed in the past, but that was in the past. All things are passed away. Say, all things are passed away. gave the Lord thanks for it. He said, Lord, I give you thanks because you are the one that has done this. Lord, you are the one that has called me. He said, blessed is the man whom thou hast chosen and whom thou hast caused to approach unto you. Lord, I thank you because I'm blessed. I thank you because I'm blessed. I am like a river firmly planted by I'm like a tree firmly planted by rivers of living water. My leaf will never wither. My leaf will never wither. My leaf will never wither. In all that I do, I prosper. In all that I do, I prosper. See, I want to do something. Look at, just in your mind, look at one area of life where failure has been threatening you or where confusion has been threatening you. I told you, look, it's not just desire, it's what God has spoken. When we utter his words because we believe it, the voice of God is released into that situation. Are you getting my point? So I want to do something. Just concentrate. You can close your eyes. Just look down or something. Concentrate for a moment. There's one area where failure looks like it was threatened. Or confusion. You didn't know what to do. You are not sure what to do. Just think about that for a moment. Then just listen to me. I want to give you the voice of God. I wanted to give you the incantations that the Holy Spirit has said. Do you understand my point? Just listen, don't say anything. Allow me to talk. This is what God says concerning you. That you have the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of wisdom. You are an overcomer, you have triumphed in Christ Jesus. The Bible says that because it was impossible for death to hold him in his powers, therefore, it is impossible for confusion to hold you down, for failure to hold you down. In Christ Jesus, you have been made an overcomer. Therefore, you cannot fail. What you are experiencing is that the Bible says you are walking through the valley of the shadow of death. The Bible says you will fear no evil because the Lord is with you. And listen to me, the Lord is in you because the Lord is inside you. The victory of Christ Jesus is inside you. If indeed you have believed in Jesus Christ, then God has poured the spirit of excellence, the spirit of the victor, the spirit of the overcomer. He said, if Christ is in you, even though the body is subject to death because of sin, yet the spirit will give it life because of righteousness. He said, the same spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead will give life to that situation. Will give life to that situation. God looked at the prophet and said, can these bones live? The prophet said, I don't know. God, now this is what you will do. You will prophesy as commanded. You will prophesy what I have said. I hope you are getting the point. Now listen, I have spoken to you the word of God. I want you to look at that situation and begin to prophesy. It's your turn now. I have told you what is written. I want you to boldly declare. Don't whisper. What kind of rubbish whisper is that? I want you to boldly declare what you expect. What is your desire? What is the will of God concerning that situation? Yes, you have gone there several times. He said, the righteous man can fall 7 times, but the Lord will raise him up. Say, I have been raised up in the name of Jesus Christ. Declare, yes, I may have fallen before, but the Bible says the Lord will raise me up. Declare, I have been raised up. I am an overcomer. I am above. In simple words, say, victory is my portion. Failure is not my portion. Now, you are thinking of that situation. You're not speaking generally. So use words. Say, lack is not my portion. But abundant supplies is my portion. Say, no, I will not be thrown into confusion. No, because the spirit of wisdom lives in me. Say, Christ has become to me wisdom and salvation from God. Therefore, I know what to do. And I am a winner. Say, I am more than a conqueror. I am more than a conqueror because of Jesus Christ who loved me. Now you are looking at that situation. Say, yes, in this situation I may have gone through death. But there is a resurrection power of God that is working in me. He said, Christ is in you. Even though the body is dead because of sin, yet the spirit will give it life because of righteousness. So declare to that situation. I've written many applications. I've tried to get jobs. I've tried to get a business. It hasn't worked. Now look at that situation and speak to it. Say, receive life in the name of Jesus Christ. According to the word of God that says the resurrection power of Christ Jesus is working in me. He said, God perfects everything that concerns me. He said, the Lord, that's another word, will perfect everything that concerns you. As his child, the Bible says he will perfect everything that concerns you. He said, as a servant, he will perfect everything that concerns you. He said, the Lord delights in the prosperity of his servants. So speak to that situation, that this is the delight of the Lord. Progress is my portion. This is the delight of the Lord. Listen, what God has spoken in the heavens, you must utter it on the earth for it to have effect. So speak to that situation. Or maybe you have been sick. That's a very good one. It is time to receive your perfect healing. I don't care what the doctors have said. Speak to your body. The Bible says you give direction to your whole body. Speak the same word. Say, the spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead is working in me and is giving life to my mortal body. It has given life to my head. It has given life to my feet and everything in between. In the name of Jesus Christ, it has strengthened my bones. It has given life to my liver. It has given life to my heart. Therefore, disease is not my portion. Death is not my portion. I speak against death and I say, thus far and no further. You cannot hold me down. I am an overcomer. I am an overcomer. I have won. I have won in the name of Jesus Christ. Death has been removed from my life by the resurrection power of Christ Jesus. Therefore, I speak to my body, receive health in the name of Jesus. Therefore, I speak to my eyes, receive health in the name of Jesus Christ. Look, listen, don't let anybody tell you because you are grown old. The Bible said concerning Moses, he was 120 years old and his eyes were not dim and his strength was not abated. That is your testimony. Those were the things that people heard. And they came to Jesus and said, what must we do that we might receive and gain eternal life? And the Bible says, he that has believed, in John chapter 5, he has passed from death into life. Verse 24. Say, I have believed. Therefore, I have passed from death into life. Therefore, I have passed from death into life. Speak to that situation. Speak to that ailment. Speak to that sickness. In the name of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus has been shed, and it is speaking better things than the blood of Abel concerning me. It is speaking health. It is speaking victory. And I repeat what the blood has said. The Bible said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, in that they did not love their lives unto death. Say, my life I give totally to the Lord Jesus Christ. I totally yield my life to him. I totally yield my life to him. Hey, I want to sing again. Let's just give God thanks for all these things. Just say, Father, I thank you because of what you have done. Say, Lord, I thank you. I want to give the Lord thanks because of what he has done. Because he's the one that has done all of these things. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
If you are an overcomer, say amen.
Amen.
If the life of Jesus is working in you, say amen.
Amen.
If the resurrection power of God is working in you, say amen.
Amen.
Look, listen, the Bible says, even if though you went down 7 times, the Lord will still raise you up. So if you believe you are the one that is raising up, shout aloud, amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I want to read a Bible, a portion of the Bible. Just if you have a Bible, quickly open to the book of Psalms 63. There's something that for me is you know, my wife wanted to cry. It was yesterday. What was she crying? I said, better go and pray. You cannot solve this thing by the arm of flesh. What was her cry? That is, she looked something and said, it looks like people don't even give a damn about the word of God. So what are they doing with their time and with their lives? And you know, when we're talking about 100-fold blessing, you know, I said it before, everything that God wants to bring forth in your life is dependent upon what you are willing to receive. Do you understand my point? It's not just what you desire, but what you are preparing to receive. You know, I've said something several times, that don't try to get a good wife, prepare to be a good husband. Then I picked a book, that Trescati book. I was reading a few days, that was yesterday. And I read one chapter. It was talking about the most important decisions you make in your life. Then number one, you talk about your mission. 3 M's, he called it. Your mission, your master, and your mate. I mean, not necessarily in that order, all right? So we're describing how he got his mission in life, how he met his mate in life, and how he chose the Lord Jesus Christ as his master. 3 important things. Don't forget that. If it's something you learned today, Right? That will be one of it. All right? Three things in life you must have: your mission, your master, and your mate. That is, he was talking about letting God choose your mate. And I said something, and in fact, you will think either I quoted him or he quoted me. But because he's a much older man, he can't be quoting small boys like us. So let's assume that maybe I quoted him. But I said I was seeing the book for the first time just this last week. And I read that portion just yesterday for the very, very first time. And I've been making this statement for at least 10 years. All right? And word for word, what I've been saying, he said, don't look for a good wife, prepare to be a good husband. I said, bros. So this spirit is also in America, from where the man is writing. You understand? But the point I'm making from there is this. All right? That is what we are able, what we prepare for, what we are able to receive that God releases. And in life, that's my wife's lamentation. It's as if Christians have gotten used to, just go to church and name the name Christian. Especially when you have one responsibility, maybe you come now. And Udechukwu now feel like the most spiritual person here. Why? Because without him, there's no air conditioner. that kind of thing. And Jude do now say, Udechukwu, I beg, sit down, I'm more spiritual than you. Why? Without me, there's no voice. that's what Christians now do these days. So they measure their spirituality by the amount of activity they perform in the assembly. And those are the things that were aching my wife's heart. And I said, no, it's not necessary. Just go and pray. Don't break your heart over it. People will love God if they want to. You can't force the word of God into their heads. Now, so we've been saying that. So what's most important, what we receive from God is how our hearts, all right, cry out to God. Do you get my point? If we purify our hearts, we've been talking about that, we will receive the blessing of God. It's according to the purification of our hearts that we receive his blessings. All right? I will talk about that 100-fold blessing. I'm not going to preach that message today. I'm sure by this coming week, Chinedu will have everything ready on one single MP3 CD. All right? Now, so when we are using words, I listen to messages. Sometimes people say things that I wonder. I try to balance them out. Let's say I have a vision, I have a focus. Do you understand my point? And declare it and declare and declare. I told my wife yesterday, we listened to it. Somebody was saying in the message I was listening to, I said, baby girl, you can only have a vision and have a focus and declare when you know what God wants to do. And most of the things he wants to do, you have no idea. We were watching TV and we said, we didn't know her title. The wife of the acting president. Is that acting first lady or second lady? We're not sure what to call her. So we just look. I said, 10 months ago, this woman would not have imagined that she would be in this position. You understand what I'm saying? We're just talking about it. And I said that, and I preached this before. If you listen to some of my previous messages, I said, those principles of focus and declare and have a vision, I said, are they wrong or they are right? You and I know, as a matter of fact, that Joseph never focused on being anything in Egypt. His focus was on going back home. You know that, Abby? But he became something in Egypt. Do you understand? But you know the truth? This is how it works. Joseph, in the house of Potiphar, he focused on excelling as a Potiphar servant. Do you get my point? So what God does is that he puts something into your hands. Then you use all those principles of focus and declare and everything to fulfill that one. Do you understand my point? Then in due season, he lifts you up to a place that's beyond your imagination. That which you could never, all right, have focused upon. Do you understand? That's the way it works. And so, talking about the usefulness of those principles. So we look at the things that God has committed to your hand today. Don't focus on being a Nigerian president. You don't know when you are going to be there, whether you're ever going to be there. You understand my point? In your generation, you are going to have only one or two or three presidents from your age. Do you get my point? Before it moves to another generation. So don't worry about that. But today, you can be the president of a social club of your, in one particular corner of your street. Focus on making people there excel. Do you get my point? And in due season, God will lift you up to another level. Now, one important focus, all right, which we use our hearts for, these principles for, is concerning our hearts. And we've talked about that several times. So I want us to use our tongue, therefore. We're learning these principles and we're operating these, our incantations. And one of the problems with false prophets, it's not just that they use the word of God wrongly. Well, it's not just that they don't have understanding of the word of God. When they do have understanding of the correct principles, they use them wrongly. A man has problems. They say, okay, now we'll pray so that all your enemies will die. Meanwhile, his main problem is not his enemies, it's himself. And there's a saying they have, I don't know whether we have it in this part of the country. They say that the insect that is killing the leaf is on the leaf. Do you understand my point? That when you see the pest, what do you call those things now? What do you call them generally? Those things that ruin harvest. Is it pest? It's pest now, okay. So the pest that's finishing the tree is on the tree. It's not somewhere else affecting it. So if a man is having problems, he has to go inward first. And that's where a man should use his energy and use his powers to declare. You use your incantations on yourself first before you start facing somebody else. You know, these days, you know, before I used to wonder what Jesus prayed about all night, I think God has been answering me little by little. Because before I used to wonder, what thing they worry this guy when they pray all night? You don't get a problem now. Why didn't he just come and declare? Should I tell you one of the reasons why he prays all night? If I tell you this, it's making you surprised. There are days that you almost slap a Pharisee. We know one Pharisee, say, Peter, leave this guy first. So at night, we all wake up, say, Peter, I almost beat that guy yesterday. Let's go and handle that matter. Then you go and pray all night. On the next day, he's a Pharisee, now only love. I don't know how you're getting my principle. And these are the things they had to do until God looked one day and said, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. You know, they shoot Pharisee. You're getting what I'm saying? Yes, it's important. When you see troubles, the way you have been reacting to situations in life, it's not time to be. You know, we can blame the situation, but situations will never pass away. Offenses must come. They will come. They will come. First, don't thief your money before. And that guy will thief it tomorrow. I just wanted you to know. Don't think you've lost the last money. No matter how much confession you confess, somebody will steal your money. Offenses will come. But how do you react to it? And that's one of the first things that we're going to use our incantations concerning. Psalm 63. I want everybody to open their Bibles. I will read verse 1, then you will read verse 1. Not verse 2. When I read verse 1, you will read verse 1 loud. You understand? Say, O God, thou art my God, I shall seek thee earnestly. Read that one.
O God, thou art my God, I shall seek thee earnestly.
I want you to say it again. Say, Lord, thou art my God, I shall seek thee earnestly. Say, my soul thirsts for thee, and my flesh yearns for thee.
My soul thirsts for thee, and my flesh yearns.
In a dry and weary land where there is no water.
In a dry and weary land where there is no water.
What he's declaring that I have an intense craving for you. That is, in a dry and weary land where there's no water. What should I have been seeking for? It should have been water. I don't know whether you get the point. Before, I used to wonder, why is he seeking for the Lord in a dry and weary land where there's no water? What he's trying to explain is simple. When I'm in a difficult situation, I should be looking for a solution to that situation. Alright? But no, that's not what I'm focusing on. Even in at that time, I'm still focusing on the Lord. That's what he said. Do you follow my point?
Yes, sir.
A lot of us, our problems, human, except we're instructed, we make that mistake. If you don't have a job, what you are looking for more than any other thing is what? Work. Nobody ever sows a seed towards the increase of his commitment to God. Have you noticed? Please, correct me if I'm wrong. How many places have you been to? And they said, then you will sow a special seed so that your heart will be more committed to God. Nobody does that. We only sow special seeds for what we are going to get. Because that is, in a dry and weary land, we are looking for water. But David said, my soul thirsts for thee. My flesh yearns for thee. Even when I'm lacking money, I have situations that I need financial resources to solve. But that's not the primary thing. David was teaching us something here, which we should also learn. And we confess it until it becomes part of us. And that's the fact that even when I need money to solve difficult problems, it's not the money that's my first prayer point. When my knee hits the floor, it is, God, I need to know you more, even in the midst of my situation. And how do you become like that? It is not by just wishing. It is by incantating. In that word, it's a very good word. I don't know whether it existed before now, but now it exists. I mean, you tell your heart what you wanted to do. One day somebody asked Smith Wigglesworth, he said, how are you feeling? Wigglesworth thought for a moment. He said, I never asked Smith how he's feeling. I tell him how he's feeling. Do you understand? Somebody just, hey, what? How you doing? The man paused for a while. How am I doing? No. I don't ask myself why am I tell myself how I'm doing. That's how he answered. He said, no, I don't ask Smith how he's feeling. Smith, how he's feeling. That's Smith who was answering somebody. He said, no, I never ask Smith how he's feeling. I tell him how he's feeling. So if you feel like your soul is not drawing near to the Lord, no wahala. You tell it, my soul, now, drawn. You get the point? So let's take that verse 1 again. He said, O God, thou art my God, I shall seek thee earnestly. You understand what we're saying now? Now declare it very loudly. Speak to your soul.
O God, thou art my God, I shall seek thee earnestly.
Say, my soul thirsts for thee, my flesh yearns for thee.
My soul thirsts for thee, my flesh yearns for thee.
in the midst of difficult situations where there is no water. That is still my primary. Now, use your own words now. I want to use your words, all right? Just continue saying it. You can read the psalm if you want. Just say, in the midst of difficult situations. Yes, I don't have a job, but Lord, the job can wait. I must see your face. Yes, I don't have money, but money can wait. Lord, I must see your face. Yes, I'm not feeling well right now, but that one can wait. I must see your face. Say, Lord, you are the one I desire. You are the desire of my soul. Oh my God. Brethren, if you can understand what it means to worship God, you know that the problem of life, we don't have any problems. What Satan tries to do is to distract us from the things that are real. He said, in the dry and weary land where there is no water, I'm still seeking for the Lord. My soul is thirsting for God, even when I physically thirst. That is when I'm in difficult situations. No, I seek for the Lord first. So speak to your soul. He says, soul, hear me. You will seek the Lord first. Yes, I know you don't have a job, but you will seek the Lord first. I know you need money. You will seek the Lord first. I know you need a wife. You will seek the Lord first. I know you need a husband. You will seek the Lord first. I know you need a child. But you will seek the Lord first. Say, Lord, my soul thirsts for thee. That's a wonderful blessing. We use the power of our tongue to speak order into our lives. Speak. Say, spirit of yearning for God, enter into me. The spirit that loves the Lord in the midst of every situation, enter into me. You know what David said? He said, thus I have beheld thee in the sanctuary to see thy power and thy glory. I want us to take that together. Just read it. Verse 2. He said, thus I have beheld thee in the sanctuary to see thy power and thy glory. This just by the way. You see, in fact, we end up analyzing this psalm as we are praying. What David is saying is that, look, I know where the real issue is. If I need money and you give me money, I will get broke tomorrow. You know, that's what Jesus was saying that to that woman. Give me water to drink. If I give you this normal water, you will thirst again. But instead of looking for water, if you look for the water of life, you will never thirst again. You know, that's what Jesus said. Apparently, Jesus was reading this psalm for that woman. You know, Jesus didn't invent anything when he was on earth. Believe me. Not because he didn't have the ability to invent new words, because they were not necessary. Before he came, God wrote everything. Everything that he needed to know, every conversation he needed to have, they were reading the scriptures. And since he was a child, he had the Bible. If you don't have a Bible, you decrease for head. You know, I've heard it several times. If you can't read it and understand it, better be buying books. I like Christian life. We have all kinds of books. 200, what is 200 naira? 20 naira book day. 5 naira book day. Even free book day. All you need is humility to go and collect it. Do you follow my point? When he met that woman, that was the issue. The woman was saying, water. I said, listen, if you look for water in the dry and weary land, you will drink and you will be thirsty again. But when you need water, when you come and I give you that water of life, then you will never thirst again. And that's what David was saying. He said, if I operate like this, thus I have beheld in the sanctuary to see thy power and thy glory. One of the things God does for your life, all right, is to use your situations to draw you to get to know him better. What a lot of us do, and I'm sorry, that's one problem. I wish I could gather all ministers and warn them. I'm serious. When people have troubles and you gather them, don't offer them solution to the trouble. Offer them the face of God. Do you get what I'm going to explain? One of the problems we have in ministry these days is that we ministers, we have helped people to focus more on their problems. They focus more on their problem. They have vision of how to solve it. They focus. You focus on it and look for how you are going to solve it. We focus more on our problems. We sow seed towards it. We pray about it. We confess about it. But David said, if I focus on the proper thing, what will happen? I will see thy glory and thy power. He said, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips will praise thee. Let's read verse 3, everybody. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips will praise thee. Let's read again. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips will praise thee. It says, so I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Verse 4, everybody read it. Say like you believe it now. Say, so I will bless thee as long as I live.
So I will bless thee as long as I live.
I will lift up my hands in thy name.
I will lift up my hands in thy name.
This is making commitment to the Lord totally. Say, I will lift up my hands in thy name. He said, my soul is satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth offers praises with joyful lips.
My soul is satisfied.
not get Bible verse 5 and verse 5. My soul is satisfied with marrow and fatness, and my lips, my mouth offer praises with joyful lips. Now let's read verse 6. So when I remember thee on my bed, I meditate on thee in the night watches. Verse 6. For thou hast been my help. In the shadow of thy wings I sing for joy. My soul clings to thee. Thy right hand upholds me. He said, thou hast been my help, and in the shadow of thy wings I sing for joy. My soul clings to thee, and my right hand upholds me. Thy right hand upholds me. He said, thy right hand upholds me. Now let me just read verses 9 to 11. You see the consequences of this. I think people start focusing on your enemies. When you operate like David is saying here, he said, but those who seek my life to destroy it will go into the depths of the earth. They will be delivered over to the power of the sword. They will be a prey for foxes. But the king will rejoice in God. Everyone who swears by him will glory. For the mouth of those who speak lies will be stopped. Did you notice that? Listen, I have told people, oh, this one was just waking up. And if you do go MFM, you either repent of going to MFM or go and beg your pastor. You guys should focus on something else. Do you understand my point? Yes, you can use that energy and align your, you know, you instruct your body to love the Lord. Then you know what happens to those enemies? If peradventure they are there, you know, because most people are running after enemies. They don't have enemies, you know that. They just have troubles. And everybody has troubles. Jesus Christ had troubles. Everybody, even God has some troubles. You and I, we did give her enough for her life if he didn't have before. The fact that he has to think about us is an issue. So it doesn't mean he has a, we can rubbish enemies. I want to assure him is that. A lot of people just have challenges in life. The answer is enemy. I've seen people tell me before, say, ah, they have problems. They finish up with the problem. I say, please, so where is the problem now? Say, I have looked for a job, but I didn't find. I say, so is that what now proves to you that you have enemies? You want us to go to the road and see the number of people? There was a time, even the Lord, as far as I was there, was my enemy. I said that it was a friendly enemy. I will apply for a job, he will take it. And I will come and I say, you have come again. And I knew it was the one. I didn't cross my mind to rebuke the devil. It did not cross my mind to rebuke the devil. I will just look and say, oh God, you have come again. And I was so sure. But there are times I'm applying for, that's what I'm never my youth service. As I'm talking to the MD, I knew he won't give me the job. I know I'm not going to take it. But I just need to apply so it will be like I'm not a lazy bone. Because the Lord said, I have the job you will do. This one, forget it for a while. Are you getting my point? So, if peradventure, the enemies are real. When we do what is right, you know what happens? He said, but those who seek my life, everybody read it, but those who seek my life to destroy it, we go into the depths of the earth. They will be delivered over to the power of the sword. They will be a prey for foxes. But the king, that is me, will rejoice in God. Say, declare, but I will rejoice in God. Say, everyone who swears by him, that is God, will glory. To glory means just to be triumphant, you know, to rejoice, to overcome, all right, and to be triumphant, all right? So, for the mouths of those who speak lies will be stopped. Now, listen, don't forget this psalm. This is a very hot psalm. It's a very hot incantation. Are you getting my point? Yeah, it is. It's a very, very good one. If I every psalm, once you can decode it, if it looks like it's not hot, you never decode them. You know the job God gave people like me? That's Pastor Banky and people who teach the word of God. It's to help people decode this. When you decode and finish, suddenly it has meaning. And when you go out next and you release it, just watch. You'll be praying. You just see some leaf with the rustle outside. I'm telling you. Because the thing has been decoded. You know, there was a time John saw a book that was sealed. He began to cry. Because he knows that if you don't decode, the power is not released. You are getting what I'm going to explain. So that is it. Let's use that one. That's the first thing. We have given the Lord thanks extensively. But we have to speak to ourselves that in the midst of troubles, I must love the Lord. Let's begin to pray again. That's what we're going to do. Just begin to declare. Say, in the midst of troubles, I must love the Lord. I speak to my soul. My soul, love the Lord. Seek God early. Seek Him early. Before you seek money, seek God. Before you seek material possessions, seek God. Before you seek a wife, seek the Lord. I speak to you, my soul. Before you seek natural blessings, seek the Lord. I speak to you, you will love the Lord. The Spirit of Christ is in you. Therefore, you draw towards Jesus Christ. You draw towards the things that are in the heavens. You draw towards the things that are of God. I speak to you, my soul. Soul, hear me. You will love the Lord. You will rejoice in the Lord. You will seek the Lord more than your necessary breath. You will rejoice at the discovery of the Word of God. Say that you will spend your money first on the Word than on, before you buy clothes. Because it's important, God will tell you, you must buy a book. Every time you hear me preach, I'll tell you, have you read this book? You go out immediately and go and buy a copy. Stop hearing stories. I have talked so much about Demo Shakarian's book, Happiest Boy on Earth. I'm sure by now you should have bought a copy. Don't tell me you don't have money. If you have a phone, sell it. Sell it and go and buy. Give people your friend's phone number. They will be sending you these days anyway. That's even a small. The phones are too cheap. Say, soul, you will love the Lord. You will spend your resources on the Word of God. You will. Declare. Say, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. I love His Word. I have esteemed His Word more than my necessary food. It's more priority to me, even though I am thirsty. And if they give me water or give me the Word of God, I will take the Word of God. Say, yes. If they give me water or give me the Word of God, in the midst of my thirst, I will take the Word of God. I will have time for the Word of God. I will have time to go and hear it. I will have time to pray it by myself at home. I will have time, I will get up at night and take a psalm and I will declare it. I will declare it because this is my food. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Hey, every day I'm understanding that more. God is saying that forget food. What you need is every word. Before you wake up and cook breakfast, speak a word concerning the day. Speak a word to your body. Speak a word concerning your health. Speak a word concerning your circumstance in life. Speak a word concerning your home. Speak a word concerning your family. Say, my soul, this is what you will do. You will delight in the Lord, and you will receive the blessing of delighting in the Lord. Speak to your soul. Now, everybody open your Bible to Psalm 1. Psalm 1. Now, we are decoding these scriptures, we are decoding them. Now, when we are reading Psalm 1, when you are reading it, when you hear, blessed is the man, just know it is you. Do you understand my point? Alright, so you are going to speak to about yourself. I want to tell a story about Pastor Bank. Blessed is Pastor Bank. Do you understand what I'm saying? You put your name there. You can say, blessed is the man, because we are reading together. But as you are saying it, you know it is you are talking about. Do you follow my point?
Yeah.
Now, I want us to read it. I'll read verse 1. I'll read the line, but then you repeat that one, so that everybody will feel our atmosphere and our ears with the word. He said, blessed is a man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. And that's me. You know what I'm saying? Now, read it loud.
Blessed is a man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked.
I think you should tap your chest to be good, you know. It's part of our incantations, of our emotions. Blessed is the man, or woman, if you feel more comfortable, who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked.
Blessed is a man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked.
Nor stand in the path of sinners.
Nor stand in the path of sinners.
Nor sit in the seat of scoffers.
Nor sit in the seat of scoffers.
But my delight is in the law of the Lord. I couldn't help that. But my delight is in the law of the Lord.
And
in His law I meditate day and night. Say, I am blessed because I do not walk in the counsel of the wicked.
I am blessed because I do not walk in the counsel
of the wicked. Nor do I stand in the path of sinners.
Nor do I stand in the path of sinners.
Nor sit in the seat of scoffers.
My delight is in the law of the Lord.
And in His word I meditate day and night. Now listen. First, I will read it, and then you will use your own incantations. You understand? This is what God said is your reward for the dedication of verses 1 and 2. Listen. It said, you will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water. Did I hear an amen?
Amen.
Which yields its fruit in its season.
Amen.
Did I hear another amen?
Amen.
And your leaf will not wither.
Amen.
And in whatever you do, you will prosper.
Amen.
Listen, let me quickly decode what it means when say leaf does not wither. You know, this afternoon, there's one guy who helps my wife, you know. Business, before she had to always travel to go and get her things, then God opened the door once, alright? And there's a man, she virtually, in quote, employed, you know, in quote. The guy now called out this morning that he's traveling, will be gone for some time. So the first thing is that, so what's going to happen to my supply? Do I have to start traveling again and everything? Do you understand my point? That is what the Bible says, that he is free in his own season. There are seasons outside. There's a rainy season, then there's dry season. So what people experience depends on the season they are working in. But this tree has its own season. I don't know what I get what I'm saying. He has his own season. So there are times that leaves wither. Other people's leaves wither because some one man has disappeared. The person was helping before, he's no longer there. Therefore, profit drops, supplies drop. But he said the person who attends to the word of God and does not listen to the counsel of the wicked and stand in the path of sinners or sit in the seat of scoffers, but that attention he keeps to the word of God, what will happen is that his own season, all right, is what he's operating by. He's not operating by environmental seasons. So when leaves are supposed to wither, something will just happen. His own leaf will not wither. When one door closes, you know, God never leaves it without doors. Just look around. When there's crisis here and there, God says, look up. You'll see beyond there, salvation is near. Are you getting my point? Yes, you know what happened? These days, you know, in recent times, because of General Sanudo, General Sanusi, that's what one of my friends called him. And just weeding left, right, and center. It is forbidden for a Christian to tremble. It is forbidden for a Christian to tremble. The problem, you know, we don't eat the proper diet. We don't. That's the major problem. We are not planted. That's the proper diet. That's it. People could fear. One of my friends, he works in a big, you know, one of these companies, you know, that people pray to God to open doors for them and they are made. He said, with all the money his friends are earning, they are afraid. That you see them lament and say, if I lose this job, I'm dead. You see men that have been earning millions for years and they are still afraid. That, did they lose this job? So they, because of this global crisis, it's affected them also. So they were expecting layoffs. So see trembling. A lot of people, that's when they start going to church. And God doesn't answer those prayers. You know why he doesn't bother? Because you are telling him, God, help this my idol not to collapse. If you were God, you're going to say that kind of rubbish. He said, God, help this my idol. It's about to collapse. The only thing that's keeping me alive, God, help it not to collapse. In fact, if the thing was shaking before, God will help push us. So that the thing can fall down properly. So that you can trust in the Lord. Do you get my point? Listen to me. Look, God wants to do something good. The Bible says the eye of the Lord is running to and fro the whole earth. You know what he's doing? He's doing like this, looking for who to show himself strong on the person's behalf. He said, but that person must be one whose heart is perfect towards him. That is, you are in the midst of layoffs. Two things God does. He can ensure that nobody remembers you to lay you off, number one. Or number two, he said, they lay you off only for a greater blessing. 2 years after the layoff, you go and be calling those your guys who you were co-laid off that time. You understand? Now, but I know you're very hardworking. I get a job for you. They say, okay, me, I bring my CV. Say, you don't need CV. I'm the boss. The person go, look, what are you talking about? He said, wait, when you were that much, they pay you. Don't be so. If you would just work as hard as we were working then, that time you used to resume at 7 o'clock and close at 9 p.m. Don't be so. Now, resume at 7, close at 6. I pay you the same thing they were paying you. The only thing that, now, we'll not be friends again, now I'll be boss, so when I enter, now, yes, sir, good morning. No, these are the kind of things that God does. You know why? Because you are not operating by environmental seasons. You are operating by your own season. So listen to the word of God again. He said, you will be like a tree, firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, in its own season. Its leaf does not wither, no matter what outside circumstances are saying. And in whatever you do, you prosper. Did I hear amen?
Amen.
If you put your hand on water, it will prosper. Amen. If you put your hand on gravel to sell, it will prosper.
Amen.
If you decide to start sewing clothes, Chinese people will not be able to make you collapse because of their low prices.
Amen.
Do you understand my point?
Amen.
Listen, in the wilderness, there were different reasons why people died. There was drought, there was serpent, there was this. There were all kinds of reasons why people should die in the wilderness. But God said, concerning the child of God, they only died because of unbelief. Do you understand my point? If you want to analyze the death of the whole Israelite nation above the age of 20 in the wilderness, because there was a time there was an epidemic. It came because of food poisoning. They ate meat that was not well preserved. Therefore, the salmonella began to proliferate inside their intestines, and the E. coli was the enteroinvasive type. And therefore, there was release of blood and fluid, and the dysentery that followed, they led to dehydration and this and that, and then they died of hypovolemic shock. That was the cause of death in 50,000 people. After that, oh, there was a time. You keep on telling stories. You tell stories. When you finish, God said, my verdict, they died for unbelief. It's unbelief. Do you understand my point? The same situation is right now in the country. Oh, but how far with business now? You say, you know, say, never done the work. And you are very, look, we can analyze it. Never done the work. What you have, after they ban the importation of this one, what do I go do now? By the time you finish telling the stories, every logical person will be able to see your point. So, bros, you have all the excuses for failure, don't be so? Yeah. But they ask God, say, why did this bros fail? God will say, because of what? Unbelief. He said, as one door was closing, he said, oh, power was not being generated. He said, I had this, Bible says he has hidden wisdom for the upright. So I had this wisdom hidden for him. I wanted to use that power failure to make him into a billionaire. But he was there whining, calling himself a victim of power failure, not knowing that he's a salvation, he's a savior of power failure. God never looks at children, his children, that they withered because of environmental problems. Say no. They wither for only one reason. What is that?
Unbelief.
I was giving my wife counsel the other day. She was telling me, how would this work? I said, listen, my girl, I give you an assignment. First, go and decide whether you want to do it or not. I said, when you have decided you want to do it, you will find out the way by which it works. Because indeed, God hides wisdom for the upright. That man that was reading his book, Eat More Chicken, the Chick-fil-A man, Tred Cat, one of my friends, the book happens to be in our house, so we're just reading it. The man said that he has this recipe for making chicken. And what surprised him was that before him, KFC was there, Kentucky Fried Chicken, they not do chicken. All of them, this particular one, he was the first person in US, as in the restaurant chain, to be doing, you know, like you have a hamburger, this one is chicken burger, something like, you know what I'm saying? That nobody else did before him. Nobody. He still doesn't understand what happened to all of them. Couldn't they see this was doable? After they started, all right, some did, they collapsed. After he started, some now started, they couldn't do it. When he was done, I said, you see, this is a spiritual. God will just put he'll remove the spirit of sweet taste from their mouths once they are eating other people's own. He said, hamburger, go to McDonald's. You want chicken burger, go to my guy. That is, you know, no, really. And the guy turning over $1 billion per annum selling chicken. In fact, was my wife analyzing that thing, you know, one of these posters, the billboard, you see cow, right? Two cows writing. I know what they write on it. Eat more chicken. It didn't strike me until my wife pointed out to me yesterday that you can't see the point. The beef is telling guys, go and eat chicken. Listen, Christians don't fail because of economic hardship. They fail because of what? Unbelief. They don't fail because there's no money to finance their business. They fail because of what?
Unbelief.
And how do you know unbelief? Listen, let me ask you a question. Let us assume now, God says, see this banky guy. He has $5 billion. Bill Gates and a friend before. So Bill Gates just dash and $5 billion to take, say, two guys for Niger. Let me ask you a question. And the word leaks out. How many humans do you think you see at my door every day? No, think about it. If I will create a special line for pastors. Yeah, it's true. Because everybody, pastors will come, imams will come, students will come, workers will come, people who are trying to start business, all kinds of human beings. Why? Because salvation is in this house. Are you getting my point? Yeah, you want to connect to the source of salvation. Does that not make sense? Let us assume you are on the queue. And you've been on the queue for 2 days. They gave you tally. Don't see me. There are five spaces before it's your turn. They say your father just arrived from Lagos. Say they call you for where is the? You go there and say, they come. Wait, come, Papa. You get money for me now. I did it. Now forget that. You will only. They say it's your father. I say listen. Even Jesus Christ didn't answer his mother when issues were on ground. Say leave me. No, that is what you are going to do. You will quickly explain to them that look. You bring phone. Say that they are heard you around. And your father said, I'm traveling right away. I said, Dad, you don't get the point. I'm coming. What's your problem? I'm leaving now. I'm just passing through. I just want to see you. I said, Daddy, you don't get the point. It's almost my turn. Your turn where? You get what I'm saying? Now listen. If indeed you believe that the source of your strength is the word of God, what can... You know, people make me laugh. They say, Pastor, I was telling my wife the other day, I went somewhere once. One woman heard me preach. I wanted to go and preach. So they invited me somewhere. She ran after me. That she had never heard word like this. You see her face. It was glory, glory of God, that kind of thing. That, please, where's my church? I said, unfortunately, yeah. I don't get church. So this kind of anointing, where do I read this? I said, okay, that won't be a problem. Saturday evenings. He said, Saturday 5 p.m. They busy that time. See why I refuse to do church? I hate people who come to a place where it's convenient. I like to make your life miserable by coming 5 p.m. on Saturday. Let's see whether you really want to come. You understand? He said, oh no, she's very busy that time. I said, okay. My own is, I didn't come to you. I don't know you. I never saw you before. I have not seen her since that day. I can't recognize her. Maybe she has come here since. I don't even know. But if indeed you believe that word, no, I tell my wife that if there's a place, I'll go and tap word. One day I was editing. I said, see, now they enjoy you. I said, what do you mean? I said, so you didn't want that they praise this kind of thing. Because I was getting blessed. I said, listen, if there's a pastor who is blessing me the way I'm blessing you, and he meets at 5 p.m. on Saturday, I shift my own to 4 p.m. No, 4 p.m. Once his wife will call, like, guys, bye-bye. And I will tell you where I'm going. There's nothing hiding it. Do you understand my point? The disciples of Jesus, John, they came to meet him and said, can you see what he's doing? Jesus said, did I not tell you? John said, did I not tell you? He must increase. I must decrease. Meanwhile, by that time, Peter and Co, they don't miss. They don't abandon John. Seriously, they were with John before. They don't abandon. He said, behold the Lamb of God. He said, that's what? Give me my bag. So when you are going to pastor, they say, something happened. You know, that's what make me laugh. They say, man, you they play. In fact, if I heard here that you, because man you was playing somebody, you didn't come for Bible study, you are my enemy from that day. I will ban you from coming for coming from Kingdom Work co-workers meeting, if you are one of my co-workers. Come nonsense that you decrease for here. Do you know my point? Some overpaid adults running after robber will not offend anybody. Kicking the guy up and down. One day, the GNI calculated can one course fee. The guy was earning 21 million a week. Is it a week or a month? No. When they analyze, they say, I'm going to sit down there and be doing, yes, yeah. And they go back and study. I must earn my own 21 million a week. What kind of knowledge is that? No matter how much I watch you, I'm not going to earn anything. Football is good, but he has his time. When you don't chop, but when you have been refreshed, you now cross leg. I say, okay, oh yeah, Drogba, is that you? Okay. Go ahead. Is that what the word of God says you should play? That is good. Let's declare it one more time. Say, I am a blessed man.
I
do not walk in the counsel of the wicked. Nor do I stand in the path of sinners.
I do not sit in the seat of scoffers.
My delight is in the law of the Lord. And in that word I meditate day and night. Say, I am like a tree firmly planted by streams of water.
I yield my fruit in my season.
I don't yield my fruit in Nigerian season.
I don't yield my fruit according to IMF season.
I yield my fruit in my season.
My leaf does not wither.
And in whatever I do,
I prosper.
That book I said my wife and I are reading. Let me just share a testimony with you from it with you, and then we'll close. One day they had severe crisis because everybody now started doing chicken business. And because they only use one part of chicken, so the drive, for that part of chicken was terrible. So price was going up, supply was scarce, and there was some crisis here and there. That fuel crisis. Anyway, they had a lot of crisis. So the man and his sons and some of their directors, they sat down together and said, what is going on? By the time they finished, one of his sons said, why are we here? Are you hearing this? Why are we here? You think that's okay, we have crisis. No, what he meant was that, why are we in business? Then they asked themselves and said, it's true, why are we in business? The father said, it's true, why are we in business? That is, they forgot the Christ. Oh my God, I pray that you will get this point. Why are we in business? They say, okay, we are here to show forth the excellence of God. We are here to be a blessing to everybody that we meet. So they say, okay, so everything is solved. They ended the meeting and realized that they forgot to discuss the problems. And they made plaques to write out their focus for life, why they are here, and pasted it on all their restaurants. They did not address the situation outside, and their sales jumped 28% that year. Without addressing the situation outside, their sales jumped 28% in the heat of crisis. Crisis big enough for them to call an emergency executive meeting. Except that one young boy forgot the reason why they came and took them into the real reason why God allows crisis in the life of believers. And he said, why are we here? And they finally told themselves why they are there. And they wrote those things on plaques. And they put them outside their restaurant. And their sales jumped 28%. Listen, we get the juju way we they use. I told you, look, we are the real juju men. No? So people go and hang leaf and tie. No, that man just hung a word. God used to tell the children of Israel. The children of Israel used to paste. They used to paste scriptures around on their head, in their clothes, everything. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind, with all everything that you have. I was counseling some young men the other day. They're starting a business. I said, whatever you do, make sure there is something that speaks concerning your faith. I don't know how you're going to do it. It can be how you spend your money. It can be how you do your plaques. It can be the name you choose. It can be how you start all your meetings. Even if you are standing before the president. It can be. But something must reflect what you believe. Because the source of strength, the source of victory for the child of God is the word of God. Like I said earlier, if Bill Gates gave me $5 billion to help people settle in Nigeria, you know they can't keep. How you will patiently wait if you were not a man of faith? Because God knows banking doesn't keep in such places. No, I need that. Long, ask my wife. One day she said that, she looked at me and said, when people say people backslide, you, can you backslide? Do you know where to slide to? She said, since I knew you, I don't know you for any other thing. To people who don't have faith, that's the one that will go and kill. I won't kill for anybody. Don't know that. You know why I won't kill? God will just find me there and kill me. You know, that's my fear. God, you look at Banky. What is he doing here? He can't see big man because he find money. Give me a sword. So he have a heart attack. It's in the Bible like that. Go and see Moses. Moses, God saw Moses misbehaving. Give me a sword. As God was pursuing Moses, Nancy Porras said, here, trouble. Give me a knife. Quickly circumcise their son. There are things you need to circumcise in your life so that you might live. Oh, God. I know what I'm saying. Sometimes I don't do any fear. I tell people, say, ah, you, I please that kind of message. God will put me out of ministry. Like I always used to say, you not give my wife to somebody else. And I want to pay me pass. You all die suddenly, you all give your wife to somebody else. And I'm not agree. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. But the way people who don't have that faith will patiently wait. Those who have the faith, they wait patiently somewhere else. Are you getting my point? That's what the Bible is talking about. I will seek the Lord who is hiding his face from Israel. That's what Isaiah said. Because if God doesn't show his face to me, I'm in trouble. So I will seek the Lord. I will wait. God, you must show me something. Did they just Jacob got caught God? Ah! He said, fine. You are not going anywhere. God injured the man. The guy said, you're not going anywhere until you give me a word. Do you understand that? Let's read that scripture one more time and then we'll close. Say, I'm a blessed man.
I'm a blessed man.
I walk not in the counsel of the wicked.
I walk not in the counsel of the wicked.
I do not stand in the path of sinners.
I do not stand in the path of
sinners. I do not sit in the seat of scoffers.
I do not sit in the seat of scoffers.
My delight is in the law of the Lord.
My delight is in the law of the Lord.
And in that law I meditate day and night.
In that law I meditate day and night.
I am like a tree firmly planted by streams of water.
Like a tree firmly planted by streams of water.
I yield my fruit in my own season.
I yield my fruit in my own season.
I yield my fruit in the season God created for me.
I yield my fruit in the season God created.
I have my own time.
I have my own time.
I'm not chasing somebody else's time.
I'm not chasing somebody else's
time. I will manifest fully in my own time.
I will manifest
Say, I will take root downwards, that I may bear fruit upwards. Say, my leaf does not wither.
My leaf does not wither.
In whatever I do, I prosper. Let's just give the Lord thanks. Say, Father, I thank you because of the power of your word. Say, Father, I thank you. Don't forget as you are giving thanks that this is not the end. This is the beginning. You are going to continue this thing as you go home. You are going to continue this as you sleep. When you wake up at night, utter a word. When you wake up, have a Bible beside your bed. When you don't have anything to do, just flip open and look. If you think the Bible sometimes can be hard for people, all right? Buy books. Have them around. There are books that contain prophetic utterances. Have them around. And you read it and utter something. The books are decoding, you know, every, if you see computer, they have a codec, coding and decoding. God has given pastors and teachers so that you will be able to decode the prophecies. That's why you should get books and keep them. There's the decoding sequences, all right? So as to help you understand. This is the beginning, it's not the end. You go home and you continue giving thanks. You go home and you continue declaring. Listen to me, it will not happen. Listen. There will nobody, I said this on radio, let me say it again. Nobody who believes this word that I preach will fail in life.
Amen.
Listen, you can't even die. It's not even possible.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
Amen.
And the Lord cause his face to shine upon you brightly.
Amen.
All your dark places he will illuminate.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's share the grace in fellowship.
The
love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Let us now forevermore. Amen. Cheer up, brethren. The word works.